Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. It can be found on pages 85 and 86 in your New Testament, if you'd like to read along. Luke 21, 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And then he told them a parable. Look at that fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Holy wisdom, holy word. Welcome again to the season of Advent. And it's understandable if you came to worship today with an expectation of a scripture that is, well, a little more Christmassy. You might be wondering, where is the angel Gabriel coming to visit Mary, informing her that she is pregnant? Where is the story of Mary running off to visit Elizabeth, who's also pregnant, and they share this wonderful spiritual moment together? Where are those cherished stories there this morning? Well, one or two of them are coming. Just some of them. And today, on the first Sunday of Advent, as we begin our journey to the manger and we wait for God to come into the world again, our scripture for today is not from the beginning of Luke's gospel, where the birth stories are located, but instead it's from the end of Luke's gospel, where Luke ventures off into apocalyptic literature. You're not alone if today's scripture makes you feel a little uncomfortable, because these end-of-the-world texts are not always comfortable. And so we enter, as we enter the first Sunday of Advent, it's fair to ask the question, what's up with this end-times text to get us started? When we read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's helpful to remember that Luke and the other Gospel writers, they're not writing biographies about Jesus. So they're not sitting down to write Jesus, the life and legacy of the Messiah. Sounds really nice, but not what they intended. Each Gospel is written to a specific community. Luke is writing to his community, and in his gospel, he's addressing specific concerns that need to be addressed within that community. So Luke's gospel comes about 20 years after the Gospel of Mark, the first gospel that was written. And a lot has happened in those 20 years. Or we could say maybe not enough has happened in those 20 years. So if we're to read the Gospel of Mark, a case can be made that Mark believes that Jesus is coming back very, very soon. It could be happening any day now. The second coming of Christ for Mark is just around the corner. But in Luke's gospel, written some 20 years later, the message has changed a little bit because it's been 20 years and Jesus hasn't come back. And I think the message Luke wants to share with his community is this: Jesus is coming back. It's going to happen. We just have no idea when. So as a community of faith, let's ask these questions together. So how do we now live today, right here and now? How do we live in this in-between time of the first coming in Jesus and waiting for the second coming? That's what Luke is asking, I think. One of the driving themes of Advent is not only how do we wait for the birth of the baby Jesus, but how do we also wait for the second coming of Christ, who will finally make things right in the world? And that is what Luke is getting at in the 21st chapter of his gospel. We are in this period of waiting. We are waiting for God and Jesus Christ to return and make everything right in the world. We are waiting for God to bring about the shalom and the peace that is the kingdom of God. And I don't need to go into great detail to describe our world and our country and the recent events that have taken place that exemplify the need for Jesus to come back and make the world right. Our theme for Advent this year is Jesus, Refugee, Come and Save Us. And it will be woven into our worship services, our Advent festival later this morning, and the alternative gift market that starts next Sunday. And in light of the current refugee crisis, we are remembering the story of Jesus in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, where soon after he was born, his father Joseph has a dream. And in the dream, he is told to take Mary and Jesus and flee to Egypt. King Herod is searching for Jesus, but not to anoint him as king, but to extinguish his life. And Joseph, Mary, and Joseph then wait as refugees in Egypt until King Herod passes away to return to Israel. Advent is about waiting for Jesus to come and to come back and make the world right. And so the question for us this morning, as it was for Luke's community of faith, is how do we then live today in this in-between time? The prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus," is a prayer that is often said throughout the season of Advent and woven into hymns and musical offerings and liturgy. It's a prayer that Christians have been praying since the very beginning. Come, Lord Jesus. Come back, Jesus, and make everything right in the world. And it's a prayer that we need today. It's a prayer that reminds us that we are hoping for a future that will not be created by ourselves, but instead by God. It's a prayer that keeps us relying on God. And it's also a prayer that helps us to do the hard work of practicing patience, to live without closure, and to live without everything being resolved. And as we know, patience is extremely hard work. Patience was probably an issue for Luke's community of faith. I would guess it was a question he and they were asking. How do we live patiently right now, waiting for God to finally make things right in the world? Which means that Advent is actually all about everyday life right now. Advent's all about that uncomfortable space of waiting and learning to be patient. And so this Advent, we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." But it's not a prayer of desperation. It's not a prayer of fear. It's actually a prayer of trust. It's a prayer that trusts that God and Jesus Christ will come again, because God has come into the past. God has come into our suffering world in the past, and God has come into our own private lives and dilemmas in the past. We pray that prayer with trust and with hope, because God has invaded our lives in the past, which means that God will come again. And so the Advent prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus," is a prayer of trust and a prayer of hope. It's a prayer that says we are waiting for God to come again, because God came into our lives last week and yesterday, and God will come into our lives today. I would love to be able to sit down with all of you individually and listen to your story, to hear from each of you where you've come from and how your journey has taken you here to this moment right now. And together, I guarantee that we could find instances in your life and your journey when God was a part of a challenging moment. Together, we could find those moments. And those moments could be during a time when you were striving to follow Jesus and live a life of faith. Or it would be during a time when faith was the last thing on your radar. Because that's who God is. God comes to us and to the world, not because we are good, but because God simply loves us. When we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus," we are trusting that God will come again. And our Advent mantra is not a prayer of desperation or anguish or even fear. "Come, Lord Jesus" is a shout. It's a shout of hope. Because that is who God is. That's what God does. God keeps coming to us. Thanks be to God. Amen.